I'm now going to read through the New South Wales syllabus for the Australian curriculum, the Physics Stage 6 syllabus. It's by the New South Wales Education Standards Authority, NESA. And I'm just going to quietly read through it and it will create a volume of podcasts, probably about 10 pages at a time. So that's the cover page. The next page basically says the following things. It's copyright 2017. This website is the only official copy. All rights reserved. No part of the material may be reproduced in Australia or any other country by any process, electronic or otherwise, in any material forms transmitted to person or stored electronically in any form without prior written, except permitted by the copywriter 68. When you access, you agree the material for the informational purpose only, to reproduce a single copy for personal bona fide purposes, to acknowledge the material as provided by NESA, include the copyright notice, which I have, in any copy made, I suppose, not modify the material without express permission. Mural material may contain third party quotations, and then they've got various things about the copyright, so we'll just go through this here. Then it has the contents. We are actually going to grind our way through this. There's the introduction, page 4, physics key 7, rationale, place of physics in stage 6 syllabus, aim, objective, outcomes, year 11 course content, year 12 course structure and requirements, assessment and reporting, the content, large things on the year 11 course content, year 12 course content, and that's finally it. And we're going to grind through it. That's the contents page. There's actually no page numbers written here. We're up to page 4. We're on to the introduction. Introduction, page 4. Stage 6 Curriculum, New South Wales Education Standards Authority, NESA Stage 6 Syllabus, has been developed to provide students with opportunities to further develop skills which assist in the next stage of their lives. The purpose of the Stage 6 Syllabus is to 1. Develop solid foundation in literacy and numeracy, provide curriculum structure which encourages students to complete secondary education at their highest possible level, foster the intellectual, creative, ethical and development of students, in particular relating to application of knowledge and understanding skills, values and attitudes in the fields of study they choose, capacity to manage their own learning and become flexible, independent thinkers, problem solvers and decision makers, capacity to work collaboratively with others, respect the cultural diversity of Australian society, desire to continue learning in formal and informal settings after school. Next point, provide flexible structure within which students can meet the challenges or prepare for. Subpoint, further academic study, vocational training and employment. Subpoint, changing workplaces, including increasingly STEM-focused science, technology and engineering mathematics workforce. Subpoint, full and active participation as a global citizens. Provide formal assessment and certification of students' achievements. Point, promote the development of students' values, identity and self-respect. The Stage 6 syllabus reflects the principles of the NESA K-10 curriculum framework and statement of equity and principles and reforms of the New South Wales Government Stronger HSC Standards 2016 and nationally agreed educational goals. These syllabuses build on continuum of learning developed from the K-6 syllabus. The syllabuses provide a set of broad learning outcomes to summarise the knowledge, understanding, skills, values and attitudes important to students succeed beyond their schooling, in particular the attainment of skills in literacy and numeracy needed for further study. Employment and the active participation in society provided in syllabus in alignment with the Australian Core Skills Framework. That's really interesting. Let's find out what that is. The Stage 6 syllabus include content in the Australian curriculum and additional descriptions to clarify the scope and depth of learning in each subject. NESA syllabuses support standards reference approach to assessment in detailing the important knowledge and understanding skills values will develop outlining clear standards of what students are expected and able to do. The syllabuses take into account the diverse needs of all students and provide structures and processes by which teachers can provide continuity of study to all students. That's page 4 completed. Page 5, Diversity of Learning. New South Wales Stage 6 syllabuses are inclusive of learning needs of all students. Syllabuses accommodate teaching approaches that support student diversity, including students with special educational needs, gifted and talented students, and students learning English as an additional language or dialect. EALD students may have more than one learning need. Students with special educational needs. All students are entitled to participate and progress through the curriculum. Schools are required to provide additional support and adjustments to teaching, learning and assessment activities for some students with special education needs. Adjustments are measures or actions taken in relation to teaching, learning and assessment that enable students with special education needs to access the syllabus outcomes and contents and demonstrate achievement of the outcomes. Students with special educational needs can access the outcomes of the content of Stage 6 syllabus by a range of ways. Students may engage with Stage 6 syllabus outcomes and content with adjustments to teaching, learning and or assessment activities, or selected Stage 6 life skills outcomes and content with one or more of the Stage 6 life skills syllabus. So a life skill is a special education. Decisions regarding curriculum options, including adjustments, should be made in the context of collaborative curriculum planning with the student, parent and caregiver, and other significant individuals to ensure the decisions are appropriate to the learning needs and priority of the individual students. Further information can be found in support materials for physics, special education needs and life skills. Gifted and talented skills are specific learning needs that may require adjustments to the pace, level and content of the curriculum. Differentiated educational opportunities assist in meeting the needs of gifted students. Generally, gifted students demonstrate the following characteristics: capacity to learn faster, capacity to find and solve problems, capacity to make connection and manipulate abstract ideas. There are different kinds and levels of giftedness. Giftedness and talented students may also possess learning difficulty and disabilities that should be addressed when planning appropriate teaching and learning assessment activities. End of page 5. On to page 6. Curriculum strategies for gifted and talented students may include differentiation, modification of the pace, level, content of teaching, learning and assessment. Acceleration, promoting students to a level of study beyond their age group. Curriculum compacting, assessing the student's current level of learning and addressing aspects of the curriculum that have not yet been mastered. School decisions about appropriate strategies are generally collaborative and involve teachers, parents, students, with reference to documents and advice available from NESA and other education sectors. Gifted and talented students may also benefit from individual planning to determine the curriculum options, as well as teaching and learning assessment strategies most suited to the needs and their abilities. Students learning English as an additional language or dialect, EAL/D. Many students in Australian schools are learning English as an additional language or dialect. EALD students are those whose first language is a language or dialect other than the standard Australian English, and who require additional support to assist them develop English language proficiency. EADL students come from diverse backgrounds and may include overseas and Australian-born students whose first language is a language other than English, including Creoles and related varieties. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students whose first language is Aboriginal English, including Kairol and related varieties. EADL students enter schools at different ages and stages of schooling at different stages of English language learning. They have diverse talents and capabilities and a range of prior learning experience that levels of literacy in their first language and in English. EADL students represent a significant growing percentage of the learners in New South Wales schools. For some schools, it's the only place they use Australian Standard English. EADL students are simultaneously learning a new language and knowledge and understanding of skills from physics stage 6 through that new language. They require additional support along with the informed teaching explicitly addressing their language needs. The ELS scales, an English as an additional language or dialect teacher resource, provides information about English language development and phases of EADL students. These materials make other resources that can be used to support specific needs of English language learners and to assist students to access their syllabus outcomes and content. End of page 6. Page 7. Physics keys. The following codes and icons are used to identify the page 6 syllabus. So they describe outcome coding. The syllabus outcomes have been coded in a consistent way. The physics code identifies the subject, year, and outcome number. For example, PH 12-12 means physics year 12, physics Year 12, outcome number 12. Examples of this in the table. PH11/12-1 means physics outcome in general for 11 and 12, outcome number 1. Physics 11-8, year 11 physics outcome number 8. PH12-14 is physics outcome, year 12 physics outcome number 14. Working scientifically, outcomes 1 to 7 are common across all years 11 to 12. Knowledge and understanding outcomes year 11 are numbered 8 to 11. Knowledge and understanding outcomes for year 12 are 12 to 15. And that concludes all I've got printed out at this stage for of the New South Wales syllabus. As said, I'm going to read this out in small chunks with the different page numbers. So it'll be physics syllabus 1 to 12. And we'll go through fairly quickly the various syllabuses. And so you should be able to just, as you're driving to work or going to school, be able to listen to this podcast version. And of course, according to NISA, you're not to trust this, you to go to the original website, because I may miss something or misread something. I don't think so, but I'm going to try. Thanks a lot for listening.